Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
So you are the second. No one else yet. Sum of code, the list is the application I have sent, and on Friday I will see whether we get accepted. And
Okay.
for the JT API project ideas, I've simply copied over the text of the last ones, and feel free to modify them.
I sent you an email, but you never replied, so.
Have I overlooked something? Probably. I hope I got it.
Oh, let me check.
So it's already all everything there.
So on March 3rd, this JTAPI GSOC new description. I sent it to you and Ira and never got a reply, so I thought, okay, it must be really bad.
Let's see whether I got it. Hi, Iron.
Hi, Till.
Hello, Ira.
Hi, Glenn.
So, yes, there's the third. Ah, yes, now I found it. Perhaps I got very many that moment, and then I
No
didn't
problem.
see that.
And I
Yes,
never got a reply. I sent you a mail note on.
it's from the 3rd of March.
Yeah, no, I sent you another one.
Hi.
Hi, Andrew.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Glenn.
I sent you one on.
9th of March.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Okay, so you did get that one, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, perhaps, yes, we should find somehow some MIGO people, perhaps in the list of participants of the Linux Foundation Summit. And then we could make perhaps get arranged a joint meeting. Unfortunately for the from the LSB people, I did not get yet an answer about a joint meeting. I have asked them. And if we look on the pages about open, let me find it. Yes, the LSB work group has planned to have meetings on only on Friday in the morning.
I thought they were in the afternoon too, in the original agenda I saw.
What?
I thought they were in the afternoon of Friday too.
Ah, yes. The whole Friday. I see
Yeah.
it now.
Of course, they'll probably want to quit before very late on Friday. So we'll have to work around. Yeah. Well, we have to get them to reply.
The joint meeting we should have on with the LSB, we should put somewhere onto the Friday.
And, Till, if we want to facilitate people calling in from Europe, which we do, then we should put it as early on Friday morning as possible.
Yes. This is a good idea. Yes, and if we look over the schedule, one thing is on Wednesday we should do this joint plenary of 2 hours, probably directly after lunch.
Not directly after lunch because
the
first time that the PWG is free is 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. They have an after lunch session scheduled for imaging device security.
Yes.
So it would be 2 to 3.30 or 2 to 4, and it's actually not a joint plenary, Till, but rather some kind of a joint working session. Or, that is, the intent is not simply to exchange status slides, but instead to focus on a short list of important topics of mutual interest.
Yes, this is much better.
Yeah, I mean, we can call it a plenary, but, I'm not sure that's still a useful word, but the idea is to, drill down on particular topics and have more of a open working session and not just various working group chairs in each working group reporting status.
Yes. That's much better for such a meeting. Yes, and so one thing is then when we have this on the Wednesday, for example, from 2 to 4, there will be not much time to really give a tutorial about auto-downloadable drivers.
Till, the alternative is perhaps 2 to 3.30 and then tutorial afterward.
3.30 to 5.30.
Yeah.
Yes. And to start the summit at all is at 2.
Yeah.
And if lunch ends earlier in the Linux Foundation summit, I will look, then use this to set up the room, to set up the phone.
Right, that's what I was just thinking. So then we would have that hour's grace to set up the facilities and make sure that the internet and the phone were working.
Yes.
We hope.
I will see one when lunch ends on Wednesday. It ends at 1, so from 1 to 2 we have time to set up everything.
Okay, so Till, we should probably record that as a scheduled topic in our agenda and say 1 to 2 is, facilities set up.
Yes. And so we should move over in the morning after breakfast or so.
Right.
So that we are at noon at latest at the meeting so that we can take lunch.
Oh, right. That's another good thing, so that we could take lunch, because otherwise we have to have gotten lunch.
Yes.
Which winds up taking just as much time.
So we should arrive at 12 at the latest at the meeting.
Right, because we'll have our luggage still, and we'll have to either leave it at the desk or check in.
Yes. So shortly before 12, so that we can check in, and if they give us the room already, drop the bags there. so how long does this does it take to get over from Cupertino to?
Well, we wouldn't be coming from. We'd be coming from Sunnyvale, where you are.
Ah, from Sunnyvale, yes.
More or less the same. If it's an off hour and the roads are completely clear, it's probably 45 minutes to an hour because it's, I think, 38 miles on that order. But Mike Sweet said in a note to you and I when we were talking about this joint plenary session and his attendance on either Thursday or Friday at Open Printing Summit, that it would be good not to schedule topics first thing in the morning that we wanted Mike at, because at rush hour it will take him 90 minutes to get there.
And he comes from Cupertino. Is this
right.
more far away than Sunnyvale?
No, it's because of rush hour.
Yes.
Very, very slow. And in my own experience, having hit it a few times on the way to the airport, freeways, you know, slow down to 12 miles an hour and stay that way.
Oh.
So, you know, you can get very badly held up. And the freeways are the alternative routes. You know, if you got off, if you tried to drive boulevards from Cupertino to San Francisco, it would take 3 or 4 hours.
Oh.
Whether it's Thursday or Friday, we need to work out pretty soon so Mike can schedule it himself, but it would be really good if we scheduled the CUPS and IPP topics that we want Mike for and any other that we want him, say between after 10 in the morning and ending no later than 3 or 3:30 in the afternoon, so that he could at least travel on the shoulder of the rush hour.
Yes. So that the mic day will have two non-mic topics, one in, at the very beginning and one at the very end.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. That would be best for Mike and for others driving up from the PWG meeting on Thursday who probably won't move their hotel, you know, to join for one day.
Hey, I'm moving my hotel.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you coming to both, whatever, the Thursday and Friday sessions then, Andrew?
Yes.
But not the, from the Wednesday afternoon, presumably you'll be at the PWG meeting calling in?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've even made my travel arrangements so that I don't fly back till Saturday, so whatever time it ends, Friday's fine with me.
So,
which Till reminds me, there would be some advantage to me being in Cupertino Wednesday afternoon, partly because I wouldn't miss the Wednesday morning imaging device security sessions, about which I think both I and we, Open Printing Summit, Open Printing Working Group, care, because it's secure system log and AAA. You know, there are lively topics active in IDS Working Group. And otherwise, you and I are both going to miss those Wednesday morning.
Yes.
I had thought about the possibility of traveling up. Obviously, it'll cost more, you know, if we travel up separately, but if Andrew is coming up after the session on Wednesday, I might be able to ride with him.
I have a car, and I am more than happy to give you a ride, Ira.
Let's hold that idea open.
Yes, because so that I come earlier to set up, and you come then on at two.
Except that it's still 90 minutes travel. I don't know. Andrew, were you planning on staying right through the end of IDS, I expect?
So, 50 minutes also without rush hour when you're traveling at noontime.
Yeah, except then we would have to miss the closing session of IDS, till.
Yes.
Although, I don't know. So that needs to be worked out. What
is
I was
it,
thinking,
like
Till,
a funny
was,
whale in the middle of the way between Cupertino.
No, it's about the same distance as Cupertino. They're both just above San Jose.
Yes.
They're both most of the way down the peninsula.
So, Ira, I will make my taxi services available to you anytime you wish.
Okay, we'll try to sort that out. And perhaps we can get...
Can it be that we can all go together in the noontime and then we arrive all at 1 or all at 2 or something like that?
Well, if we went at noontime, it's probably an hour or less as travel. I mean, the roads will be busy, but we wouldn't be hitting rush hour. And that would, you know, make us miss the last session of IDS, but depending on how they move on the agenda, IDS may not use that last hour. It was there, you know, to give a sufficient number of hours for topics, not because we necessarily needed it. So, okay, we'll work around that. So, Till, should we be bringing up the summit agenda page?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, to see which topics we have collected there and to think about how we distribute them.
Okay.
One thing is, on the Wednesday, we can already say lunch is from noon to 1.
Right.
And that we propose to start our summit with a joint working meeting at 2.
Right.
And we run until 3:30.
Right.
And 4 to 5:30, and 3:30 to 5:30. The break is at 4:15.
I'm sorry, the break?
Yes.
Yeah, but there's no reason we have to make our break when Linux Foundation...
The only reason is that the coffee is outside at that time.
Ah, okay. So, potentially we would start the driver training for, you know, and... a little while, and then the tutorial till at 3:30, and then
yes.
Break for coffee and let people gather more questions to go back into that tutorial, which is supposed to be a working session anyway.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Yes. And afterwards it's scheduled here that it seems that sessions go to 6, and at 6 is a welcome reception.
Really? They go to 6? Huh. I just saved this somewhere.
When you look at the Linux Foundation Summit schedules for Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm bringing up a copy that I saved to a PDF locally. Hi, George.
Hi, George.
I guess I'm late.
That's all right. We're working on scheduling the particular sessions to particular times and days in an effort to, you know, tighten up here so that we can have people worrying about they need to prepare slides or whatever, or, you know, be moderator, whatever. Which reminds me, Till, we should assign a presenter and or moderator.
And he has written at the welcome reception that the welcome reception starts at 6 and that shuttle buses with a depart from the Hotel Kabuki between 4:45 and 6:15.
Which means
so
we should not
run our sessions exactly up to 6.
No, we shouldn't run them even to 5:30. We should remember people have got to go back to their rooms.
Yes.
So I believe we should end our sessions every day at 5.
Yes, at least for the
Wednesday. Possible.
I think is
at least for the Wednesday. Yeah.
Yes, the others say afternoon workgroup sessions are until 5:30.
That's right. What they do say.
Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think we should make that first one plan to end at 5 because we never seem to end exactly when we plan. And
yes.
We don't want to not be able to make the shuttle buses to the reception thing.
Yes.
And it would being in San Francisco, it would be a lot nicer to take the shuttle bus than to have to take a taxi or actually drive somewhere.
Yes.
Okay. So, what topics do we want Mike for? You don't have all the topics here that I put in the last minutes till, including State of Cups.
Yes. So, do we have a page where the topics are all visible?
The minutes that I sent 2 weeks ago had all the topics that we potentially added, and I'm going and bringing those up myself. Because there were two or three new topics I know that we mentioned. Okay,
yes.
Right. So you can see some of the others that are new here, Till. Yeah. Demo of Google printing, or anyway, of mobile printing, if Google or Mego or someone wants to do a demo.
Yes.
Till, have you sent notes to those folks at Google, and have you gotten any response?
Yes. Google, I have invited, but did not get response.
Okay. Probably worth sending them a reminder again as time's getting short.
Yes.
And Andrew, if you have any leverage there, if you send them a reminder too, that'd be good.
I will send them a reminder and bring it up in my meeting with them tomorrow.
Okay. Testing of Linux printing workflow components. Demos and slides from manufacturers and Linux distributions. This is sort of a what is the state of, what are the testing methods?
Yes.
And, okay. Oh, here it is. Okay. Okay. And a presentation on System Config Printer by Tim Waugh, which sounds like a good idea. And on GoScript by Michael Vrell. Or someone.
Yes, and Michael Vrell will come, yes, where to start. On the
okay, good.
Summit.
And then one focused on cups. A state of cups, by Mike, and one focused on IPP, and that one badly needs to have Mike there because he's written more of the new specs than I have and is, the effective technical lead on IPP everywhere. So, those two topics in particular, the state of cups or
yes.
The report
probably
on cups.
We make Thursday to be the mic day because on Friday we have the joint meeting with the LSB.
Yes.
And I think it's not good to make this joint meeting the very first or very last session.
I think so
too.
Because
the very first session will be probably some kind of opening for them.
Right.
And the very last, some kind of conclusion.
Yeah, and the same thing for us. Till, do you know if we're going to be asked to give conclusions to the main collaboration summit? I guess we didn't last year, but in
last year, this was not done anymore, and this year I don't see it on the schedules too.
Yeah, I didn't see it on the schedules either, so I thought, well, maybe they're not doing it this year.
Seems
no, see,
that
it,
they have.
It really doesn't show much at all on a Friday afternoon. It shows us and Linux Standard Base and no one else meeting on Friday afternoon.
Yes, seems that most from the Linux Foundation Summit, that most work groups are ready by lunch on Friday,
right,
and are already traveling back in the afternoon.
Another good reason, since some people may leave even from Linux Standard Base Working Group, that we should try to be Friday morning sometime for our joint session if we can, Till?
Yes, yes. I think so. So we
will try
with them to get a session on Friday morning.
Okay, so, and on your list and in my last minutes is a, you know, common printing dialogue, you know, and a discussion of skins and so on. And mobile printing, a topic brought up by Glenn, which obviously relates to IPP everywhere, you know, brings up the topic of what's the UI? Is there a level zero of the common printing dialogue, or as Glenn suggested for several years now, or is there something else? Because we are glacially slowly solving the problem of 5 years ago here in the common printing dialogue, but the computing industry is quietly moving away from us at a pretty good rate. And smartphones and so on, tablet computers and other things that won't have the full common printing dialogue are becoming more and more common.
Yes, mobile would be really taken.
Till, do you think that the, so let's say that Thursday is the day for the mic day.
Yes.
So, suppose we made some topic that we could have first thing in the morning that was non-critical to have mic, like, boy, if there was a demo of Google Printing, Mike would probably like to be around.
Find something which does not belong into a longer time block, like color management or so, but
yeah,
something is a single session of 1 hour or so.
Maybe the presentation either on GoScript or System Config Printer.
Yes, yes. Perhaps we start then on Thursday with the presentation on System Config Printer.
Which kind of segues nicely into CUPS, right?
Yes.
So for the install and then...
Yes, System Config Printer is a more or less complete GUI administration front end for CUPS.
Right. So, I mean, and if Tim did that first and then Mike showed up, then, you know, we would have Tim there and we would have people who were seen and
yes,
thinking
yes.
about the core.
And, yes, and Tim will do it by phone, and I think he will stay on the phone.
Okay.
For the following sessions.
Okay. So, if we did system, when do we start in the morning? I think it's breakfast at 8 and sessions at 9. Is that what that thing says? I think so. I've got it here somewhere. There it is. Yes, it says breakfast at 8 each day and sessions starting at 9.
Yes.
So, if we started System Config Printer at 9 and you know, whether or not there's a coffee break or not. Went ahead and took a brief break at 9:45, and then started cups at 10.
Yes, I'm looking.
I think we have rather too many topics for our 2 days. That's good, I guess, but we need to figure out how to...
Yes, we have always too many topics for the time which we get.
Yeah.
Yes, on the Thursday and Friday, they didn't tell when the coffee breaks. They do not tell when the coffee breaks take place. They only tell sessions are from 9 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. on both days.
Ah, I see. So they have put our lunch slightly later on the two working session days.
Yes.
Because it's 12 to 1 lunch on Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. I see. Okay. All right. So we have until 12:30. So, or 12:15. So we could have an hour and 15 minutes of cups and an hour of IPP and IPP everywhere. It would be a really good thing to put cups and the IPP everywhere together because they're...
Yes.
That they're real closely related.
Yes.
And that could be Thursday morning, pretty much.
Yes.
I don't think we have any other topics so small that we can put them in as 15-minute topics or whatever. And we never managed to manage that well.
What is the discussion on cups?
The discussion on cups is for Mike to show the changes in cups over the previous year, the roadmap for the future.
What will we get in 1.5?
And in particular, in that roadmap, Glenn, the intersections of IPP Everywhere technology with cups.
Okay, I was just trying to wait out the number of things we have to discuss. And
Because it's the core infrastructure of printing in pretty well all Linux, Unix, Mac, we have also always had a session on state of cups. We could shorten it if you want, Glenn, I mean, in order to fit another topic in.
I'm just kind of looking at all the topics, and we got a lot to do, so...
Yeah, we got a lot to do, and that my real question is, are we going to winnow out some of these topics, or are we going to somehow try and do them all in 2 days?
If it was just a review of what the state of cups was, okay, I can go... That's probably not informational. But the subject that you brought up for cups are, so we
right.
need to leave it. So we need to leave it. I was just making sure it just wasn't a summary of, you know...
Yeah, no, that's why in my minutes, Glenn, it says roadmap, new features, bugs and issues, and discussion.
Okay, so it is informative. It's not just a rehash of something new.
No, it's not just a little quick, here's cups, oh, it's a nice thing.
Yeah, okay.
The assumption everyone already knows what cups is, and, you know, and more or less it's broad evolution, and so we're diving into what changed in the last year, what serious bugs or issues have already been identified or can anyone identify right then and there, and what is Mike's and Apple's actual official roadmap for, you know, the next release or the next release and minor release of cups,
okay.
In particular because they're expecting to ship IPP Everywhere very early.
Okay.
with their AirPrint product, they arguably already are shipping much of IPP Everywhere. So, Till, do we really want a half-day session on color management? I mean, it makes a good story, but do we have any half-days to give up to one topic?
Color management is important for that reason that there was a lot done in the last time.
Right.
And Fedora will come... The next of Fedora, 15, I think, will come with color management.
Right.
And so it makes also sense, for example, that Ubuntu will be, the next one will be made with color management. And so talking about color management for printing, I think, is important in such a moment.
I wasn't saying I wanted to lose the topic. I was just questioning the half day.
Yes.
I think I'm going to suggest that color management is a Friday topic.
Yes, because it's a non-Mike topic.
Well, I think Mike has considerable expertise, actually, and I see he has considerable to contribute, but with luck, he can phone in for the session, if, you know, we'll see.
Yes. So, as we have completed the morning of the Thursday now, having filled it with a system config printer, then CUPS, and then IPP, we should look now which other topics are important for Mike so that we can put them on the Thursday afternoon. In the time from after lunch, which is 1:30, up to 3 or 3:30.
3 or 3:30 on Thursday?
Yes. So these 2 hours, because we think
Mike will stay, and then he will leave
to get away before the rush hour comes.
Yeah, he may stay later. He may well stay later, but I know he did say that if we made a session very early on the day that he was coming, he would have trouble being there because of the travel.
And perhaps when he would stay the whole day until 5:30, would then rush hour be over already?
It would be waning, so it would, you know, it would be a lot better than, say, leaving at 4:45, which is terrible because you hit the whole rush hour all the way down the peninsula, right? You might actually be better off to stay around and, you know, have coffee with a few of us and then, you know, leave at 6. I don't know what his personal and family schedule is. Of course, he has kids.
Yes.
So, what are good topics for Thursday afternoon? I suggest two of the obvious ones to me are demo of Google Printing or demo of Mego and so on. And
so it's also nice after having the IPP Everywhere session to do mobile stuff.
Right. That's what I was kind of thinking of moving into mobile.
Yes.
Because the IPP stuff is going to focus on mobile and then the phase two of IPP Everywhere, which was... Who just joined?
This is Hintech. Hi.
Hi, Hintech. We're working on scheduling and days for the topics for the face-to-face, for the summit. So if you get a copy of, to yourself of my minutes from 2 weeks ago, which has a listing of some topics, and of the latest Open Printing Summit webpage, then that's what we're kind of looking at. We've now concluded that Wednesday afternoon we will have a joint working session by teleconference with the PWG, who will be just finished up in Cupertino at Apple. And then later Wednesday afternoon, Till will do tutorial and training on building drivers and, you know, the FUMATIC, the open printing infrastructure. And then Thursday, Mike Sweet had said in notes to Till and I that he could come for one of the 2 days, but not both, for Thursday or Friday. So we were tentatively, because Linux Standard Base is only meeting on Friday, and we want to remain flexible to meet with them. We were planning on Thursday being the day that we get Mike to talk about CUPS and Mike and I to talk about IPP Everywhere and, you know, the future of IPP, because CUPS is going to be showing a roadmap of how that ships in the next year. So, we're down to Thursday afternoon. I've just quickly brought you up to date, Hintech.
Yeah.
And so, demo of Google printing for the immediate after lunch topic, and we can hold it as a placeholder, and if we get MIGO people to come and not Google, or somebody else has a demo, if George has a demo from Rico or whatever, I think we should have a demo, one or more, of mobile printing solutions, right? Maybe
yeah.
as our first topic after lunch on Thursday at 1:30.
Yes, let's do so.
So, Till, can we maybe, and Glenn, can we maybe combine these with our last topic, mobile printing and a mobile common printing dialogue and so on, and have this be, the topic is mobile printing, and the major activities in it are demos and a discussion of what we need in infrastructure, like a level zero common printing dialogue or some other answer for a UI for mobile printing. Sort of roll those topics together.
No problem with me.
Maybe
yeah.
till for an
idea.
overall schedule of like 1:30 to 3:30. We'll
yeah.
figure. We'll have to adjust this slightly when we find out, if we find out from Kathy or whomever, what the coffee break times are. But you know, coffee breaks are probably going to be the meeting continues. We go get coffee, and it happens around the coffee table, right?
Yes.
We just won't have a slide projector at the time. But we're better off coming back into the room with our coffee if we can, so that those on teleconference can continue to participate.
That's true.
So what else should we do on Thursday? A GoScript presentation?
That's for 3:30 now.
For the 3:30?
Yes, we could put it there.
The other thing we didn't do there so far on Thursday, and we could do this, we definitely could do this on Friday, is the testing of, you know, the printing workflow components.
Yes.
Because we could do that as a short topic, but I'd rather give it a reasonable amount of time, especially if we're getting demos from more than one or slides from more than one manufacturer and distro.
Yes, and on Friday, we will perhaps have more or less the structure when the LSB joint meeting falls at the place where we want to have it.
Right.
That there will be a very first session, which is again a single session, which is separated from the rest.
So, Till, how long do you think we would? How long do you think we would meet with Linux Standard Base Work Group? An hour?
Yes, an hour. This was always an hour. It was.
That's
no
what
time.
I thought. Okay. So what if we plan that Friday afternoon's topic is color management and anything else that we need to fit into Friday afternoon? Because otherwise we'll break color management across lunch. I don't think it's very productive.
Yes, perhaps then we start the color management after lunch. But then
yeah.
we must look into all the small pieces which we have left on the Friday. Lots on the Friday in the beginning.
One of the small pieces we've left is the whole common printing dialogue discussion.
Yes, yes. We should also mention it somehow.
Well, I mean, we probably need
to find a first step solution, what we will do when there's no funding coming in anymore.
Right. So,
perhaps we at least get the DBus interface in or something like that.
Right. So, Till, when you update the website with this tentative agenda, could you catch some of my sub-bullets so that we get the idea that in from 2 weeks ago that skins for KDE and QT, et cetera, for to meet human interface guidelines are, you know, are a relevant topic, whether Peter wants to talk about it or not.
Okay, but right now the government has funded the development, correct, Till?
Yes, yes, the coding. If we simply stop the design as where it is and code this up, this would be possible by the government, more or less this.
Well, by the government.
With some more money, which we also would get from Canonical.
Yeah, Canonical promised about a third or more of all the money that's been promised.
Yes,
but
yes.
With those funds together, yes, Glenn,
yes.
At least Lars thinks, and I think Till thinks, that, you know, we could, code it up.
The big part which we do not get funds for is the design, which is 150,000 euros, which they want to have for the design, for completing the design.
And I think that's absurd. The funding, it's the timing. It's 5 years now. We should have had this design 3 years ago.
Yes.
That's not my question is there a wiki page or a document that currently defines what the coding will be that's being funded? What will be the result?
I can post this all the links which I have for it. We have a work plan.
Now that would be nice, Till, if you could. So that information will be publicly available on the web, so we don't need to discuss it.
Yes.
Unless someone has a question about it.
No, what we need to talk about the Common Printing Dialogue, Glenn, is the next steps. Assuming the coding completes.
Right, but
the
I didn't know what that meant, Ira.
What?
I didn't know what that meant.
Oh.
If coding completes, what did that mean?
If we know what completes means, right, the scope of level 0 and level 1, I'm sorry, level 1 and level 2, you know, interface screens and fixing the preview, and apparently there are very few error paths actually coded, and obviously can't ship that, then we can say, okay, now we've already talked about, you know, IPP everywhere, and the, you know, future movement of cups into small-scale embedded systems and mobile printing, and the Common Printing Dialogue is a dead zero for that environment. It doesn't work. So is there going to be a level zero, or are we going to salvage the D-bus interfaces and say, well, at least here's an SDK with which you embedded system vendor can build a small, you know, UI for simple printing, or and we'll give you some guidelines or whatever. You know, it's how do we get some part of coherency in terminology as you have championed all along, Glenn? You know,
if you're
going to call it duplex, call it duplex.
Ira?
What?
The new items then are mobile support, skins, and ongoing support. How do we do that, right?
Oh, right, yes. Maintenance and ongoing support.
Support and maintenance, right? Is that covered?
Covered the discussion.
Glenn, if you fired me off your notes separately, it would be helpful, because with four screens open, I'm not managing to capture real-time minutes here, because we're just kind of working.
I'll send them to you anyway, Ira. No problem. Mobile support, skins, and ongoing maintenance, okay.
Yeah, ongoing maintenance and support. Which is kind of pretty important. If we manage to ship it and then we have no no money and no people, no volunteers to do maintenance, then we may have made a bad mistake anyway.
On the Google Summer of Code, I have also put up some common printing dialogue projects, simply in the hope that one gets some help in coding.
Right.
So I'd like to have a discussion.
So when students apply and we do any changes in our plans and coding, one can probably simply change the projects which the students will actually do, up to the case that one reassigns one of a student who has applied for something with a common printing dialogue to something else like JT API.
But another question I have is, that was brought up in the emails that went around on via the color people, was the concept of putting the common print dialogue attributes information inside PPDs.
Inside
modifying PPDs, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them. Do we want to have separate files for the common print dialogue, or still want to put them into the PPDs?
No, it will go into... you think about icons and so...
Well, no, there's a whole...
There's a whole bunch of stuff that's in support of common printing dialogue that is not otherwise necessary that's supposedly going into PPDs.
Okay, we have PPDs, we have CUFS extensions for PPD, now we have the common print dialogue extensions for PPDs.
Many of the things are small, and they are no problem to be in the PPDs. For example, widgeting.
No, it's not the size, Till. It's the maintenance of 10,000 PPDs by a whole bunch of manufacturers.
And nothing comes to me, Till.
It's not that it's small content or it fits in PPDs. It's the who spends the money to update all these PPDs to get necessary tags or whatever for common printing dialogue to behave correctly.
And we definitely need a validator, depending on how...
Yeah.
That one thinks about to have a database, a manufacturer independent database, which contains additional information of common printing dialogue behavior for the printer driver pairs.
No, let's just add it. I think it's a big enough item that we've talked about it more than 2 minutes that we should bring it up at the meeting. So I'll
Yeah, this is a line item in common printing dialogue.
CPD info in PPD. Question.
In PPDs or elsewhere, right?
Yeah. Where?
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted to, because if you and I read that out of context, we would go, oh, okay, CPD and PPDs. But the whole point of the topic you were bringing up was, is that the right answer?
Yeah, I mean, everybody may say, yes, that's the right answer, fine. I just wanted to bring it up because it was an item brought up in those emails.
Now, Till, the one other topic that I see that we have not even thought about a time to schedule was our rather important roundtable, 2011 Major Issues in Linux Printing, and an update of our 2006 discussion, which led to the comment.
This could be a closing session.
That's what I thought.
End of Friday.
And if we don't want to lose too many people out of the room, it would be good if we don't go real late on Friday.
Yes.
Right. I mean, realistically, some people may be traveling Friday evening.
Yes.
So
that we perhaps close at 4:30 officially.
Something like that. So, let's see, lunch runs until 1:30. Yes,
Should that probably be down in the beginning rather than at the end?
Well, that's what I wondered about. I had thought about this discussion being a focus for the next 2 days, as in the discussion could be Thursday morning.
Yes, it's also
morning.
A good idea. Then one would put it in the beginning of Thursday.
Right.
It's one beginning session.
Yeah.
And move the system config printer to somewhere else.
Right. So till if we were trying to end at 4:30 or thereabouts on Friday, suppose that we put color management and ICC profiles and so on into color management, the topic, right after lunch on Friday. And
yes.
Then the question is, do we want any wrap-up session at all on Friday? And I think we don't have time to fit in much of a wrap-up session.
Yes.
I think we kind of need to continue in teleconferences and email from there, especially since we're not supposed to bring, you know, a wrap-up session back to the Common
Linux
Collaboration Summit.
Ira?
Yes.
If we have no mobile demos, if Google doesn't have time and Migo has no time,
right?
We could put in a substitute for that to be 2011 or next 5 year problems.
Oh yes, the 5 year plan, which is probably what the topic should be called.
Yeah. So if there's no demos,
okay.
If not, we'll have to do it offline.
Well, you know, if there's demos, we may also be able to fit in demos around, you know, a working lunch hour. I don't know what the arrangements are.
I don't know either, but, you know, Murphy's alive and well when you try doing a demo, you know, don't you?
No, yeah. Right, yeah, the first thing that happens is that in a demo is 42 minutes into the slot is when the first thing works.
Right. Slide projectors, right?
Is a good reason to make demos immediately in the first thing in the morning or immediately after lunch so you can take a while to get them working beforehand. So I think we still have, I think we've gotten most of the topics in here. I'm looking around amongst my many windows. Yeah, okay. So under the... So we still have testing of Linux printing workflow components, right? Where did we put that? Did we put it?
Yes, where do we have still three slots?
Thursday afternoon, Ira.
Yeah, Thursday... Oh, we have it Thursday afternoon. Thank you, Glenn. Obviously, I'm going to need you guys' help in order to issue some minutes.
I don't have all the hours. I just kind of put...
Yeah, but I'm hoping that Till does and can shoot me an email that has it right away instead of waiting to update the page. Or you're going to wait for the minutes because I'm not managing to capture all of this on too many screens at once.
All righty. So what else?
So the joint meeting is... So the quality assurance testing and so we do on the end of Thursday.
Right. It's the after Mike topic, and if he can stay for it, that's good, and if he can't stay for it, it's not as critical as losing him for cups and IPV.
Yes. Yes, and the system config pointer, where will this go?
Right. It will go somewhere into Friday morning, right?
Yes, Friday morning.
We must also
have it in the morning because Tim is on the phone.
Right.
And so it would be in the middle of the night if we do it at the end of a day.
Yeah, no, it needs to be in the morning. And it needs to be, in fact, ideally, perhaps we start with that Friday.
Yes.
And then tentatively, and only if we can get them to do it then, do 10 to 11 be the joint meeting with LSB?
Yes.
On Friday?
Yes.
And what other loose ends do we have in topic?
I got there. So what's happening Friday morning is the color management?
No. What's happening
Friday afternoon color management.
So the morning is what?
The morning would start with system config printer, Tim Waugh calling in and talking to us.
Yeah. I understand now. Okay.
Okay. Which will segue nicely from the mobile and CUPS IPP topics before. And then, tentatively, just so we didn't schedule it as their first topic, the joint meeting with LSB at 10 to 11. And we'll just move around our Friday morning topics as necessary to meet with them. If we have to, we'll meet with them Friday afternoon, but we'll, express a strong preference.
Okay, I had it in the afternoon. That's why I got confused. So now
yeah.
I think.
No, no. The afternoon of Friday, we're kind of, because we want to quit earlier, like 4:30, we figured we would just put color management. And till we could put, at the end of color management, we could put up half-hour wrap-up topic that mostly is talking about, you know, action items and next steps for one or another people or group of people to work on issues that arose in the previous 2.5 days. It's our own wrap-up, not for Linux Foundation.
Still confused. The CPD in the afternoon on Friday, too?
No, no. The CPD is... Where is the CPD? We already put it elsewhere. The CPD and mobile printing were going to get rolled together.
Ah, okay.
You know, your mobile printing, a mobile CPD level 0 and so on, was going to get just rolled into the CPD topic, which is where, Till? It's sometime on Thursday, right?
Yes, Thursday afternoon.
But we'll have any conversation we want about the general CPD at the same time.
That was the idea, right. So we start with a conversation about the general CPD, and then we, having already talked in the morning about CUPS IPP and mobile issues, we talk about the, you know, what can we harvest from CPD, say the D-Bus, you know, APIs and so on, for very, very resource-constrained, you know, mobile devices. Where, for instance, a preview is meaningless. What could you possibly see in a preview that's 1 by 2 inches? I think that... I'm trying to flip back and forth here. But I think that manages to fit all our topics in. Hill. I'm looking. Okay, so we had a topic, PDF printing workflow, which was kind of a state of the, you know, the PDF printing workflow, and I don't think we explicitly scheduled it till, and I'm not sure that I think we need to schedule it. I think it falls out of discussion of GoScript and CUPS.
Yes, yes. So we take it out.
I think we lose it as a top-level topic.
Yes.
You know, it becomes a bullet inside of, you know,
yes.
GoScript and CUPS.
Yes.
Okay. I think, obviously, we don't need to find some new topics, because I think we just barely managed to schedule them all in here. It's very hard to do with, you know, less than 2.5 days. At least for once, the Collaboration Summit doesn't even have any, you know, main sessions on Thursday and Friday, so they're not competing for people with us.
Yes, that's true. That's a good thing.
And that's an improvement over a couple of years.
Separated it into main sessions on Wednesday and workgroup sessions on the other 2 days.
Yeah, which is good. Okay. I think that's just about it. Till and Glenn, if you guys would fire me off your respective notes, Till with the times, I will try to assemble into the minutes, so there's some record other than the web page, the list of topics and the sub-bullets that we need for them. And I'll get minutes out pretty soon, probably not until tomorrow.
Yes, so I will, so what do you need exactly?
The times and the names of the topic, okay?
Yes.
These and times of all of the topics that you just were capturing here, I hope.
Yes.
I just sent you my notes. They're not, no times, but you can figure
That
out.
Doesn't matter, Glenn. With combined with Till's, I can, you know, try and take that and my knowledge of our discussion and, you know, stick sub-bullets in for things to particularize. So till in the eventual agenda here, I think it would be important not to put just topic titles, but actually the sub-bullets that say, you know, it's a roadmap, bugs and issues, and, you know, that it, you know, the what is the major content for this topic, so that someone else reading it, who doesn't happen to be Glenn Petrie listening today, can figure out what we meant to talk about cups, for instance.
Are
to
you
just say common printing dialogue or cups is not sufficient.
Are you kidding? Ira, my memory's going.
Well, hang on to what you can.
Yes, 1 minute, please.
I'm sorry, what, Till?
Hello.
Ah.
Oh, I added you to my normal distribution list, so you got a lot of people's names, just ignore them.
Okay. Much thanks, Glenn.
Hello?
Hi, Till. Glenn just dropped off because he had to go too, and Andrew has already dropped off. I suggest we're done for the day.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I think we have talked about everything.
Okay. So send me just the bare times and the topics just as soon as possible, Till, in a plain text email note, and I'll quickly do something in the minutes to show the suggested agenda with the
yes.
subtopics. And then we'll move on from there. And as soon as we've reviewed that, and if necessary, revised my minutes, if you would put it up on the web page, you know, as an actual agenda so that we can post it to people, that would be good because it'll help PWG people who are planning on coming to part or all of the Open Printing Summit to know which ones are most important topics to them.
Yes, yes, I will do so.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.